Order mail. Harry Hereford armed.
Yea, at all points, and longs to enter in.
The Duke of Norfolk, spitefully in bow, stays but the summons of the appellant's trumpet.
Why then, the champions are prepared, and stay for nothing but his majesty's approach.
Marshal, ask yonder knight-in-arms both who he is and why he cometh hither thus plated in habiliments of war, and formally, according to our law, depose him in the justice of his cause.
What is thy name? And wherefore comest thou hither before King Richard in his royal lists? Against whom comest thou? And what's thy quarrel? Speak like a true knight, so defend thee heaven.
Bolingbroke, Duke of Hereford and Lancaster am I, who ready here to stand in arms, to prove, by God's grace and by body's valor, in lists on Thomas Mowbray, Duke of Norfolk, that he is a traitor, foul and dangerous, to God of heaven, King Richard, and to me. And as I truly fight, defend me heaven.
On pain of death, no person be so bold or daring hardy as to touch the lists, except the marshal and such officers appointed to direct these fair designs.
Cousin of Herbert, as thy cause is right, so be thy fortune in this royal fight. Farewell, my blood, which if today thou shed, lament we may, but not revenge thee dead.
By innocence and St. George to thrive!
However God or fortune cast my lot, there lives or dies true to King Richard's throne a loyal, just, and upright gentleman.
Farewell, my lord. Securely I espy virtue with valor couched in thine eye. Order the trial, marshal, and begin.
Sound trumpets! And set forward, combatants! The king hath thrown his warder down.
Let them lay by their helmets and their spears, and both return back to their chairs again. Withdraw with us, and let the trumpets sound while we return these dukes what we decree.
Draw near. And list what with our counsel we have done. For that our kingdom's earth should not be soiled with that dear blood which it hath fostered. And for our eyes do hate the dire aspect of civil wounds ploughed up with neighbor's sword. Therefore we banish you our territories. You, cousin Hereford, upon pain of death, till twice five summers have enriched our fields, shall not regreet our fair dominions, but tread the stranger paths of banishment.
Your will be done. This must my comfort be. That sun that warms you here shall shine on me, and those his golden beams to you here lent shall point on me and gild my banishment.
Norfolk, for thee remains a heavier doom, which I with some unwillingness pronounce. The sly, slow hours shall not determinate the dateless limit of thy dear exile. The hopeless word of never to return breathe I against thee upon pain of life.
A heavy sentence, my most sovereign liege, and all unlooked for from your highness' mouth. A dearer merit, not so deeper maim as to be cast forth in the common air, have I deserved at your highness' hands.
It boots thee not to be compassionate. After our sentence, plaining comes too late.
Then thus I turn me from my country's light, to dwell in solemn shades of endless night.
Return again, and take an oath with thee. Lay on our royal sword your banished hands. swear by the duty that you owe to God, our part therein we banish with yourselves, to keep the oath that we administer. You never shall, so help you truth and God, embrace each other's love in banishment, nor never look upon each other's face, nor never write, regreet, nor reconcile this lowering tempest of your home-bred hate, nor never by advised purpose meet to plot, contrive, or complot any ill against us, our state, our subjects, or our land.
I swear.
And I, to keep all this.
Norfolk, so far as to mine enemy, by this time, had the king permitted us, one of our souls had wandered in the air, banished this frail sepulchre of our flesh, as now our flesh is banished from this land. Confess thy treasons ere thou fly the realm, since thou hast far to go. Bear not along the clogging burden of a guilty soul.
No, Bolingbroke. If ever I were traitor, my name be blotted from the book of life, and I from heaven banished as from hence. But what thou art, God, thou and I do know, and all too soon I fear the king shall rue. Farewell, my liege. Now no way can I stray, save back to England, all the world's my way.
My uncle Gaunt, even in the glasses of thine eyes, I see thy grieved heart. Thy sad aspect hath from the number of his banished years plucked 4 away. 6 frozen winters spent, return with welcome home from banishment.
How long a time lies in one little word. 4 lagging winters and 4 wanton springs end in a word. Such is the breath of kings.
Cousin, farewell. And uncle bid him so. 6 years we banish him, and he shall go.